Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like keep on bum bam. Take the madness, say that I'm a stormy,
the devil's advocates. Radio for the 99%.
Informer, you know, say that I'm a stormy, I go glam. I like keep on bum bam.
Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates
Radio Show, the last segment of the day. So if you got something to say, you want to hit us up, 844-967-2789. Dominic, I got a couple things to say. First and foremost, thank you, Congressman Mark Pocan. Always love when my congressman comes around.
He's a cool cat, man, like Mark.
Thank you, Evan, for playing that song. That's actually for Matt Gaetz's primary opponent, who's now accusing Matt Gaetz, you know, the congressman from Florida, of being the informant that led the FBI to the documents in Mar-a-Lago. And what's his proof?
I don't know, man. That's got to be a stretch.
Well, what's his proof, Don?
What?
Trump didn't pardon him. So he must be the informant.
Trump didn't pardon lots of people.
Maybe we'll get to that very conspiratorial advertisement. It's pretty good stuff. But breaking news out of the state of Wisconsin, Journal Sentinel reporting... accomplished nothing. Judge admonishes Michael Gableman's 2020 election review, bars lawyers from case. A little bit from the Journal Sentinel. This just broke. For many months, former Supreme Court Justice Michael Gableman corrupted taxpayer-funded review of the 2020 presidential election that has not produced any evidence of substantive voter fraud, according to the judge, accomplished nothing, and that's a direct quote. Gableman didn't keep weekly progress reports as required by the Wisconsin State Assembly. He conducted no witness interviews, and he gathered no measurable data over at least a four-month span in 2020, the judge found. Well, we, the taxpayers, only paid him $44,000 over that time frame, and according to the judge. Instead, it gave its employees code names like Combs, or three, apparently for the sole purpose of emailing back and forth about news articles and drafts of speeches that from Dane County Circuit Judge Frank Remington in the opinion released today. A little bit more. It printed copies of reports that better investigators had already written. Remington added, although there's no evidence any person connected with the Office of Special Counsel ever read these reports, let alone critically analyze their factual and legal basis to draw his or her own principled conclusions.
My goodness.
The office did, however, again, according to the judge, commence lawsuits against other parts of our state and local government, although at the time of the writing, the OSC has received no relief. In other words, they haven't won anything.
That means they didn't win one of those cases?
They have not. Remington's comments were part of a Wednesday ruling denying a motion by the Assembly office to recuse himself. He's not going to recuse from presiding over the public records dispute between the liberal group American Oversight and the Office of Special Counsel. In the ruling, Remington admonished the Office of Special Counsel, five out of state attorneys. They admonished the five out of state attorneys, including prominent conservative attorney James Bopp, for their baseless claims about him and revoked their ability to represent the Assembly office in the case. So that ain't Gableman's attorney anymore or the state's attorney. They have been barred from the courtroom. Its lawyers' arguments are wholly without merit, and together, their disobedience for the rule of law is contemptuous.
Oh, damn!
If this case were not on appeal, he added, this coming from the Judge Remington, I would sanction OCS and each of its seven lawyers for their specious legal arguments.
Damn, that's pretty good stuff. Remington described the Assembly's office motion for Remington to recuse himself from the case as a fever dream version of the facts of this case, in which the office never even bothers to invent an explanation for why I am supposedly biased. I mean, you know, go after the judge. That's always helpful, right? He broke down the arguments from Bopp and his co-counsel point by point, refuting claims such as that he threatened a witness when he suggested one of Gableman's staffers, who had been put in charge of handling requests for records, might need to think about getting his own attorney because of the possibility of jail time for disobeying court orders. Yeah, that's witness tampering, witness threatening, according to Bopp, right? Here's how what Remington said. I revoke OSC's out-of-state attorney's pro-hack vice admission because the motion to which they have signed their names applies phony legal principles to invented facts, wrote Remington, referring to the attorney's ability to practice law outside their admitted jurisdiction. Near every claim they make is frivolous under Wisconsin law. Near every claim they make is frivolous under Wisconsin law. And Robin Voss, who won by 260 votes, appointed him, hired him, decided this was my man.
But he has no
from Amsterdam.
He has no regrets.
No regrets.
No regrets. Even though he describes him as an embarrassment to the state of Wisconsin.
But no regrets.
No regrets. Let's get to the phones. Our fine audience, speed round style, 844-967-2789. Wisco Paul, welcome. What do you got for us?
Hey, Paulie.
Hi, Devils. This is officially the Trump party, correct, with Gableman?
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
with Cheney.
Magger bus, baby.
So, this is no longer the GOP. It is officially the Trump party, and they have all his baggage. And in this state, Gableman and Voss.
Wisco, they came to Wisconsin. One of Trump's warm-up speakers made that very statement at the Trump-Michaels rally that week ago Friday. He said, effectively, the old Republican Party, the one that was born in Ripon, Wisconsin, is dead, and Donald Trump killed it coming down that escalator in 2015.
Yeah,
this
said it was
is Donald Trump's
Trump
party.
Tower.
That's totally unbelievable. Well, at least I can put the rest ever voting for a Republican again. So that's just, how can anybody, I don't know how anybody can support this thing.
We're going to keep moving down the phones. Wisco, you seem a little tongue-tied. Dick from Madison, I'll give you about a minute, Dick.
Hey, Dick.
Oh, man, Wisco's on spot on as usual. Spot on. I'm just wondering, does anybody see what Pence did today as anything? I mean, he finally broke from the guy.
When he testifies before the January 6th commission, then we're on to something. Up until that day.
Okay.
He's just covering his ass, Dick.
He's considering
I agree.
Maybe it'll happen, Dick. It's totally possible.
But it's still huge what he said, because you know it's going to incite craziness from the orange man.
They already want to hang the man. What's the worst that could happen?
Hang my pants? They actually hang the man?
Let's sneak one more in. Mark, we can give you like 30 seconds.
Hey, Mark.
Hey, guys, when is Voss going to start belting out the old Frank Sinatra standard, I did it my way? Because apparently he's got no regrets, or only got a few in hiring, corrupted Judge Gableman. And as far as the sheriff down in Racine County and his cloak and
spirit,
fake request for absentee ballots, both of them should, that sheriff should be removed from office, because he apparently, was part of a conspiracy.
Well, I don't disagree with you, Mark, and let's not forget, U.S. Senator Ron Johnson thinks that Waite's an American hero for fraudulently breaking election laws and getting Robin Voss and other people's ballots. Thank you to our fine guests today. They included Charles Franklin Marquette University Law School pollster and Mark Pocan, our fine congressman. Stick around. Native Roots Radio is next.
I think people will do what's right. They don't need a government mandate to do that.
Okay. Not gonna work here anymore anyway.